Beth Malandane. I'm an exhibit designer at the Museum of Science. We are working on a couple new exhibits right now that are going to be opening next fall, so we're very excited about that. But we have some tactile icons that we are trying to get some feedback on, because we are working on making sure that all of our activities, but specifically I'm working on some computer science activities right now, we want to make sure that those are as accessible and inclusive as possible. So I would love to be able to put some of these tactile icons in front of each one of you and get some feedback on what you think and how to improve.
So maybe if you could put it on that table.
Sure.
And then as each person comes up in turn to do it.
Great.
We could just have the microphone on, just so they could, someone, you know, people online can actually follow along with what's
we've got. Great.
Okay. Do we have a few volunteers here in the audience? I know. Fidode, I think Fidode wants to go first. Okay.
The icons will be in the same place that they are. This particular activity is an activity with 5 pieces. All the pieces on the outside of the card will feel the same, but the icons will be different. And we're trying to develop these icons to differentiate those pieces. The pieces themselves are a speaker, a light, a vacuum, a shovel, and a plow. These are our drafts, and some of the icons have, the pieces have 2 versions, so we might have 2 versions of each, the speaker, the light, the vacuum, the shovel, and the plow. I would say there's only 2 of them that are double. So I'll give you a minute to feel them. We understand that some shapes might have an iconic feel that you already are saying, yes, this is the light right here. And other ones might be more difficult. Maybe the vacuum would be kind of difficult for you to know. Our goal is to not make you think, oh, I need to know what this icon is just by feeling it, but knowing that there are 5 pieces, that there's a speaker, a light, a vacuum, a shovel, and a plow, and for you to be able to maybe distinguish between them and tell which ones which from knowing that.
What is the exhibit called with these 7 people?
So this particular activity is going to be in a gallery called Engineering Design Workshop. And this activity, it's a computer science activity. It's part of a systems engineering section that we have called Collect, where we have 2 different computer science activities where the goal is to collect gems. This particular activity is using a robot, is programming a robot to collect gems. And you're going to be working together with other people in the area to collect so many gems that you trigger a marble run. The card is the same shape, but
yes.
The icons are different.
Okay, yeah, icons are different.
First, I'm going to ask you which one's which, and then how we can change the shapes to make them clearer. So I'm wondering if you can tell which one is the light. And we have 2 versions of the light.
This one.
That is one of the light. I'm going to hand you the other light. That's the other light bulb.
Yeah, it's totally different shape and different thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm trying to compare the two,
yeah.
It is easier for me to compare which one will be. But when I'm trying to touch all of them together,
yeah.
I'm not able to really correlate them.
I understand.
For me, this one is better.
Okay, the one with the rays.
Right? It's more plain, like, you know, just plain thing. But this one looks to me, you know, with more information than this one.
That's more information.
Yes.
Can you find the shovel?
For me, this can be a shovel also.
That is the shovel.
This is the simplest form of shovel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then if I want to compare the other shovel.
Right, there is no other shovel. That is the only shovel here.
This is quite a good one, you know. But only in the shovel, this shows the shovel, but then the handle of the shovel,
right.
You
mm-hmm.
know. So that handle is not little bit, if we put a little extra handle on this one.
Okay.
So that little bit longer than shovel, because the shovel, the handle is longer than
yeah.
the, you know, that one also. So if we can put little extra handle onto this side, that will make it more, you know, like
okay.
a shovel.
We're going to look at the plow now. There are 2 plows, 2 versions of the plow.
So this is the plow?
That is the plow.
Is this also a plow?
That is not the plow.
No.
Mm-mm. Yep. You just touched the plow and you said it didn't feel like a plow to you, the second one.
This one?
No, this one right here.
No, for me this is not.
Not a plow. Okay. And how would you improve the one that you did like?
To me this looks to be quite okay, you know. It's okay.
Great.
For me.
But the last 2 left are the vacuum.
Mm-hmm. When you are seeing the shape you are making it, what make you think of this shape for the vacuum?
Right. Well, that's a canister vacuum versus an upright vacuum.
Well, I like this as a vacuum. Yes.
You like that vacuum better?
Yes.
I have two more shapes that I'm going to put in front of you. These are other tactile icons we were using in the gallery. This one is for a magnetic piece.
Magnetic field.
Mm-hmm. Would you know, if you picked that up, would you recognize what that is?
Because this is like a U magnet, you know, horseshoe type magnet.
It's a horseshoe magnet, yes.
It's a horseshoe magnet.
Yeah.
That's what I can feel like this mm-hmm. one.
Anything? And then I'm going to hand you the last one. It's a fan.
No, I don't have any idea.
Okay, wonderful. No problem. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
What it is they're cardboard cards that kind of lock together like puzzle pieces. And on top of them are icons that are also cardboard that are raised. And they are in the shape of something that we feel is evocative of what we're trying to, of a plow, a vacuum, a light, and a shovel.
So am I filming the whole card or just what's raised?
So the whole card is what the whole piece itself will feel like.
Okay.
But they are all the same. Okay. Every single card is the same. The only thing that is different is the icon that's on top.
Okay.
And we're trying to make it so that
okay.
if you were fishing through a parts bin full of these same cards,
okay.
that you'd be able to tell the difference,
okay.
which one is the light bulb, or which one's the light, which one's the flower.
So Nina, to answer your question, so each of these are cardboard cards, and they all cut out the same, but there's a raised tactile sensation. So I'm going to go with light bulb for this guy.
Okay, yes, that's the light bulb.
Okay, a lot of this is like...
Can you find the second light bulb? All right, I'm going to hand you the light bulb. It has the rays around.
Oh, I would have thought that would be the fan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't have the fan in this one. Too much for you.
That would be too much information.
Right, okay, too much information. Can you tell which one's the shovel?
I like this one.
Yep, that's the shovel.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts about how to make it clearer that it's a shovel?
I think the neck would have to be a little bit longer.
Can you tell which one is the plow? We have two versions of the plow.
I kind of got this when Vinod was doing this, and I'm definitely seeing it now that, you know, I'm doing it myself. There's a lot of cultural bias here. Like, I grew up in the city, and to me, the word plow is the thing that's on the front of the garbage truck. Go ahead. Now, if you said to, like, plow, like a farm plow, that's a different thing, and a different sensation.
Right. We definitely recognize that this is a controversial and strange tool to have. The activity is that you have a robot that is shaped like a hedgehog that you are able to outfit and send into a virtual world, that you have programmed what he's going to do in this virtual world, and there are puzzles of how to get all the gems. So you have to use these different tools to either remove debris or move things around in the space in order to access the gems. It's a puzzle. That is the plow. That is one of the plows.
Okay, so you want me to find another plow?
There's two plows there.
Okay.
So we are thinking of the snow shovel plow in this case.
Okay, I'll go with that.
That's true.
Okay.
This is the plow. So, or which one do you prefer?
I like the first one better.
You like the first one
better? Yeah, that was much more obvious.
Yes. How could we change that shape to make it clearer than
like
this plow?
Like more broader type of thing. So I would make this part here longer and wider. That would kind of indicate like something more substantial. So when you think plow, you think something pretty big and heavy.
Okay. And then I'm just going to give you two other cards in front
okay.
of you. One of them is a fan, and one of them is for a magnet.
This feels like a star, and I think if there's like a little bit of a shaft and a line going across to make it feel like a base,
mm-hmm.
it'd definitely be a fan. I think like an old desk fan.
Yes.
Before they put the cages on them. Now this thing up here, that's supposed to be in a magnet, I would get a little thrown off by this because this kind of looks like an omega, and I would tend to think like resistance, not magnetism. But
okay.
I can see how it's supposed to be your horseshoe batting. Now you mention it, but yeah.
So what would you do instead?
There is a symbol for magnets somewhere out there. And I think it's this symbol, and then there's a space, and there's a bar underneath it to show that it is a magnet on a bar.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah. I think I've seen that someplace before.
Okay. Can I just bring back the vacuums?
Yeah. This one, I wouldn't change anything. I like that.
You like that?
That is very vacuumish.
Okay.
Looks like some 1950s. Like
right.
Something.
Is it like an upright vacuum?
Yes. Oh yeah, we're cool with this. This is just like by process elimination.
Okay.
This is not it.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't even think vacuum at all.
Well, anything that would make it easier to tell the shapes apart.
Like the heavy items, like the plow is a lot heavier than a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I would tend to think the lines should be thicker and heavier for the heavier items. I think that does like a mental thing to you.
Okay.
Okay, who's next here?
Greg wants.
Yeah. Greg, follow you.
Vacuum, light, shovel, and plow. And if you want to find, you know, feel them.
Can I look at them also?
You can look and feel whatever you need. They will have high contrast.
It would take longer if I had to feel it. I can look at this, I know it's a plow.
Okay.
That's a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see the difference.
So you picked out the two lights. Which version of low light do you prefer?
I think I prefer this one.
Is there any way that we can make the shape clearer, or any other suggestions that you have?
This one's deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you got all these things coming out.
Yeah.
Out of
mm-hmm.
It could be light beams, I don't know, but it's not.
I think that's what it was meant to be, but maybe it didn't work out. And you picked out the shovel. How would we change that to make it clearer that it's a shovel?
I think I'd make this part a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Handle maybe a little bit wider, bevel, or make this a tad longer with more of a, with a little different shape. You know, maybe flattened here and more upright here.
You had got one of the plows here, and then these, one of these two is the other plow.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is the other plow.
That is not the other plow.
Then I guess it would have to be this one.
It has to be this one.
I don't get how this is a plow. It doesn't work for me.
Yes.
Okay, this is on a truck.
Right.
But what is this?
That's the blade.
Oh, it's just the blade.
Yeah. Okay. Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, the truck, for sure.
Okay, great. And is there anything we can do to make this clearer? Or make a plow clearer? Calling it a snow plow might be a better, even though it's not a plow.
Yeah, no, like a snow plow would help. You know what? Now I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing this, and that sort of makes a little more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd make this a little longer.
Okay, and then our last one is the vacuum. This is a vacuum, and this is a vacuum.
No, actually, I prefer this one.
Yes, that's what I
meant. Yeah. Because this is more of an upright.
Yeah.
This doesn't work in my...
Is there anything that we could do to make this clearer, that it's a vacuum?
No, that's good. That's good. This one, goodbye.
What could we change to make it easier to tell the shapes apart?
You know, I was looking at these mostly visually. Shape-wise, I think it would have been more of a challenge. I'm not sure how to make that easier.
So if these are the four that you preferred... So I'm going to put a fan and a magnet icon in front of you.
Magnet works. But, you know, magnets are all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. But the fan, I think I'd do a different shape for a fan. I think I'd do more of a circular shape with a stand below it, or a square shape with a fan. This shape-wise, in all sorts of ways, is kind of, I think, a weird fan.
So for anyone who's listening online, just give you a little bit of an update. So what's going on is there's a bunch of cards, kind of like about a 3-inch card, and on the card there is a tactile icon, and that those icons are fairly small, and you have to pick which one is which. Who's next up?
Ultra.
Nina's next.
I think some of them are coming out pretty good, because you all are picking the same ones.
Is it a light, a shovel?
A vacuum, and a plow.
Okay, this one's the light.
That's right.
And this one's the shovel.
Yeah, that's correct too.
This one's the plow.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
This one's the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this one?
That is it. That's the other light. So here you have the two light icons.
Okay.
Do you have a preference?
Yes. This one mm-hmm. is, when you like look at icons and mm-hmm. things, this is a traditional light, like mm-hmm. a light bulb.
Yes.
And that's what this one is.
Yes.
This one, I had to really think about it because this part up here, mm-hmm. I was like, wait a second, what is this part? Because
mm-hmm.
I was looking for like a lampshade. I don't really know what this stuff is supposed to represent mm-hmm. up there. So how does this, and then I was thinking maybe it's a sun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And these are rays of light mm-hmm. and that's the sun. But then I thought, what's this underneath here? That kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're going to use this one, take this little piece off here
mm-hmm.
and make more of like these, like,
right,
you know,
like
rays,
a sun with
like
rays.
A sun for mm-hmm. light. Or I'd do like a lampshade.
Would you prefer like a lampshade or a sun with rays to a light bulb?
No, I prefer the light bulb.
You've already picked out the shovel. I'm going to put the shovel back in front of you. Is there any way that we could change the shape to make it clearer that it's a shovel?
I would make the handle, this part here,
mm-hmm.
Longer, so it would go up to like there. And if it's longer, I would keep this little piece small, but make it more like a square, like for a handle. Or you could make like the shovel part, instead of being as long as it is, just like kind of cut it off like about there.
Okay. Okay, so let's move on to the plow. So I'm going to put in front of you the one that you chose as the plow. One of the two next to you is also a plow.
Yeah, because this looks like a truck, and mm-hmm. there's like, I don't know what this part is, if that's supposed to be a windshield or mm-hmm. something. I mean, I would have made it slanted more, like mm-hmm. down there. So it looks more like the front of like a truck. And then this part here, I think I would have made it more pronounced, more like a V.
The blade part?
Yeah, the blade part, more like a V, so it's more like pronounced. And I think I'd make it bigger, because like when you see a truck, like the plow thing is like really big in the front of the truck. I guess like they did try to make it big because the circles here for the wheels are kind of small.
Mm-hmm. One of these is another plow.
I'd go with this one.
Okay, so that is not the plow, it's the other one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is just the blade.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any thoughts on this one?
Well, this part here totally threw me off when you said just the blade, because I don't think like the blade would just be like that.
Right, okay.
Like if it was this, it should be like a big, like more of a square, like a rectangle behind it, so that you know it's like that would have been the truck. Or maybe like a shape like that, mm-hmm. maybe behind it, mm-hmm. you know, like a rectangle and a square, so it represents like a truck. Or if it had like circles below this piece here.
Okay.
So that you would think, okay, so that's a truck.
Okay, so the truck is really helping you understand that this is a plow.
Yeah.
And clearly you prefer the one with the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're just gonna move on to the vacuum.
Okay.
Okay, so in front of you are the two vacuums.
I prefer this one. Okay, because this is more like a traditional, when you mm-hmm. think of icons, like an upright vacuum cleaner.
And is there any way that we can change the shape to make it clear that it's a vacuum?
I think it's pretty okay.
So I'm going to put the ones back in front of you that you use.
Well, maybe on this one you don't need to have like this little bump part here. Okay. It could just go smooth.
I'm going to put the ones that you preferred back in front of you. So these are the four that you thought that you liked together. And then I just wanted to make sure that you felt good about telling the shapes apart from each other. And is there any way to make it easier to tell them apart from each other?
Well, I think the light bulb one is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how, but this one and this one are like kind of similar shapes.
Okay.
And like this one's a different shape, so
okay.
these two are kind of similar, like when you think of things like squares, circles,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's like rounded, and it has rounds and it has flats.
Yeah.
So there's like a similar mixture of that.
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's a similar scale too?
This one's a little smaller,
mm-hmm.
but they are kind of similar.
What would you suggest doing to make these feel different? Well, we already talked about lengthening the neck of the shovel and making the blade of the plow bigger.
I think just definitely making this one taller.
Taller will be,
if
it went taller, it would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just put two last cards in front of you. So one of these is a fan and one of these is a magnet.
Okay, so this one's the magnet. This one's the fan.
Yeah.
But for the magnet, I would turn it around so it's like this. And I'd make it so that on the ends of it, they're like little rectangles or little squares, so it's more pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
So it like looks more like that. I've also seen magnets where if they have them this shape, underneath it they have like three little lines under the ends. I think it's like a universal sign.
Do you think that's the fan?
I think with the fan, instead of having like three of these blades, I don't know what this part down here is supposed to be. Is that supposed to be like the bottom of the fan, or is that also supposed to be one of the blades?
It's another blade.
I think I would do like a fifth one and not make it like a cross. Make it more off-center.
Okay.
So it kind of goes around like a little bit more like a flower pattern.
Yeah.
Then also usually like in the middle fan with like a big circle, and then make like blades that go around it.
I see.
Are you gonna have, when you have this, are you gonna have like signs or anything so that people know what they're looking for?
So what is going to happen is this is a mixture of things going on. In the case of the fan and the magnet will be on some pieces that are going on to another activity that's not the computer science activity. And we will be having a tactile menu of all the pieces that you can possibly use in this activity. So you can go to the menu and you can touch what and feel like what the real pieces feel like. So then when you look in the parts bin or on the, like wherever you're looking to find the parts, you'll be able to feel it. The thing about the magnet, it's not obvious that this piece is magnetic from just feeling it. So that's why we wanted to add the tactile icon there. And we have a fan that is on that same activity. And then you can move the fan around to help you sort. So that's why we want to make sure the fan's there. For the computer science activity, the activity that we were talking about first with the light, the plow, the vacuum, and the shovel, it's also going to be these pieces that you've been feeling. These are the programming pieces. The ideas that you will have in front of you, a parts bin, which will have a bunch of these pieces, and then in front of you as well, there will be a slant with a place to put each one of these pieces. They will fit in like puzzle pieces, and you can decide what your robot will do. Will they use the light first, the shovel, and use these different things? You'll also have an ability, there's a toggle on and off for audio that will tell you what your program is. So it will say, you'll put the vacuum down in one of the places and it will say vacuum. So you'll have the feedback as to what it is. And then when you send your robot into the world, the robot will report back to you with audio and video, written words and speaking to you, like telling you what they're doing and what happened.
Wow.
That is the plow.
This seems like a light bulb.
There you go. That's it. That's the light. I'll put it right back up here with the plow.
This is the shovel.
That is the shovel.
This is a vacuum.
Yay. That is the vacuum. I'm going to do the same thing I did with Nina. We're going to take a light bulb, and I'm going to give you the other light bulb. You want to feel the two versions of the light and tell me which one you prefer, and then think about how might we change that shape to make it clearer.
I think the rays are not confused because if you're sighted, it makes it clearer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're not sighted, you're not going to pick up on that. I don't think easily. There's too many other things that could be besides raising the light. Now, as far as making the other light, I think it's pretty good. You probably should exaggerate the shape a little bit to make it wider at the top and thinner down. And then there's a little bit at the bottom. But the break there, if you could somehow accentuate that a little bit to make it clearer. There's kind of a screw on that. I have mixed feelings about that because the screw complicates it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you have to identify it as a screw and they're gonna think, what is this? You know. So sometimes it's best to keep it simple. I'm not sure whether the screw would help. Exaggerating the shape somehow, yes. Accentuating the curves to set the division on the lower part.
Great. So you got the shovel. Is there anything that you would do to make it clearer?
Well, I like the shape on the bottom where they have the blade. It feels like a shovel as compared to like a rectangle blade, which would feel, makes it easier to identify as a shovel. I think it's pretty close to a shovel. I don't know exactly how I would make it better.
I'm going to put the two plows in front of you. One of them you found and one of them you did not. Feel them and tell me which one you prefer, and then how might we make it clearer?
The problem is that the handle on the shovel, it's not clear enough that it's connecting to a shovel. I mean, the shovel part, if you can identify the handle clearly, you can figure out that the front is a shovel. But otherwise, it's just a curve with an oblong thing sticking out the back, and it doesn't register, I don't think.
Right, so this is the plow, not the shovel. But I think it has the same, it doesn't register because you don't know what it's attached to.
Yes.
So that you like the other one better.
I like the other one better.
And how would you make the other one better?
The plows that I've seen on the road, on the highway, they're curved. It depends on how deep you can make these go. But they have inside curves to the point of the shovel, and then they have a downward curve. Mm-hmm. You have a double curve. Now, I don't know whether you can make a double curve because you're kind of making this 2D at the moment anyway. So I would almost make it like a rectangle with a curve to the end, and then a truck at the end.
Okay.
That would be an alternative because that's what I remember when I can see clearly.
I'm going to put two last cards in front of you. These are the fan and the magnet.
I guess this is a magnet, but it's hot.
How would you change it?
That doesn't strike me as a magnet. If you had a bar with the iron filings on it, that's my idea of a magnet. I think it would be clearer on the image you had if you had it just without this thing on the end. I don't know what that is. The horseshoe can be like a bar magnet, but the powerful ones I've seen are thicker and heavier. So I would have a curved piece with just a little slit in the middle, because the heavy ones are the ones that can really pull. I'm not sure if this is a fan or
that's
a magnet.
That's the fan.
No, this doesn't seem like a fan to me.
Okay, how would you change it?
I don't know what these different laws are. They all kind of merge together, and then there's one with kind of a little hole. I don't recognize this as a fan.
Okay.
The problem you have with the word fan is that there's two kinds of fans. There's the fan that ladies hold, there's the fan that blows air. Right? You want the one that blows air.
Correct.
Hello, hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, so I have low vision, so sure. I'm totally interested in the contrast already. It's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I totally agree with everybody else that I would definitely use this
one. Yeah, use this one.
And this one's excellent. Yeah, actually, it looked like that. It was more like a scuba tank.
It does.
I definitely agree with everybody. But the high contrast is excellent. So I'm glad you already did that. I agree with everybody that the truck with the plug makes so much more sense. Is the goal for people just to be able to tell the five things apart or to tell what they are because of the shape?
The goal is not to tell them what, you know, tell what they are because of the shape.
All right, it's so you want them to come in and touch it and know what it is, not be told there are these five things, and they just have to tell them the difference between the five things. So, the difference between the truck and the light bulb versus I have to figure out it's a truck and a light bulb.
Correct. Yeah. We assumed that maybe the light bulb might be a more universal shape that if you say
it is perfect,
there's a light, but then someone might understand that. Whereas the plow
is line now.
It's the line here.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's trying to show the difference. Like if it had multiple lines, it would give you the idea that there was a like there was the where you screw it in.
Okay.
With the one line, it just makes it feel like it's disconnected.
Okay. Would you rather there be no break?
And then it, also with the high contrast, you can really see that the break. The shovel is great. I think people just said maybe just extend the arm a little bit.
That's
and I agree
like.
With that. Mm-hmm. The upright vacuum, same thing. Yeah, I would definitely lose this plow. No one's ever going to figure out that that's a plow.
Do you have any thoughts specifically on the plow as to how to make that better?
It's just tough because it's, you know, not, the truck is actually what makes it really distinguishable, and then you can tell there's something on the front of it. I mean, this is just a real tough shape to get from feel. There's not many ways to fix it because this doesn't make it, you're never going to get from this shape. It looks more like a bone from a chicken or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tough shape to get, so I don't know how you improve it, but I think the truck really helps, like everyone's been saying. The light was perfect. The shovel was basically perfect, so the arm was a little longer. After the plow, the vacuum is probably the next hardest thing. Like,
to
if you were told there's a vacuum in the list, you could identify this as a vacuum, but I don't know if just given this, you'd say it's a vacuum. Yeah. If you get no context at all, I'm not sure you'd get
vacuum. Honestly, these two, I think, were the ones that we thought people would not know just by looking at them, what they are, or by feeling them. And we never expect them to, which is why the idea is that you'd be able to put this piece into where you would be programming, and then with your toggle on, for audio, it would tell you what it is.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's going to have some kind of a scan code or something?
There's going to be a magnet inside, and then there'll be a reader.
Oh, that's really going to be helpful.
So it will be helpful in the sense you will know what it is, but it's more about having, you know, the shapes distinguishable from each other as best as we can, so that you can, you know, once you know this is my vacuum, you can go into this pile and find it.
Definitely.
If you want to use the vacuum three times, you can.
That's why I was asking, is it just to tell the difference between the five shapes or whatever? Because once you know there's only one thing shaped this size and it's a vacuum, then it's going to be really easy to find.
Okay, so do you feel like knowing that it feels like these are pretty good?
They're very distinct. Like, they're not similar to each other, which I think is what makes it, that once you know these are the types that exist, you're going to know immediately which ones they are.
Yep.
Fan's good, it's tough, but it's good because you can feel the outline of the blades and the hole in the center. So can't think of how to make that better, and it doesn't feel like any of the other ones. So I don't know if this would be detectable, but I've seen people do like the electric Z. Z might help in this space to say that there's like something to do with electronics or magnets or something. Yeah. Feels like a U on its side, so if you knew you were looking for a magnet, you definitely would know this one versus the others.
Alright, so we have a light.
Okay.
A vacuum.
Okay.
A shovel and a plow.
Is this one of the lights?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a light?
That is a light. That's both are lights.
Yeah. Is this the shovel?
That is not the shovel.
That's not the shovel. Is this the plow?
That is a plow.
Is this a vacuum?
That is a vacuum, yes.
It's a vacuum. So this must be.
That's the vacuum.
That's the vacuum. Okay. All right. So I got left the shovel and the plow.
You
here,
have a shovel and a plow.
Okay. So. I think this is the shovel.
Okay. Yes, it is.
And this one is the plow.
Yeah, that's the plow. Yeah. Two lights are in front of you, and so let's talk about which one you prefer.
Okay. I understand this one with the raised. I don't like this one. That's too complicated. Okay. That's the light. That's good. It's like a screw. You know what? Instead of having the screw here, I think I would just get rid of the screw and just taper this.
So now we're onto the shovel. The shovel's in front of you.
This is the handle?
Yeah.
I agree there, but I'd make this a little longer. And this, I might widen this a little bit more at the shovel end. Usually the shovel part's wider than the handle, so that's what I would do with that one.
Wow, next.
Okay, I think this one I like better. That's simpler. I'd make this a little longer. That's supposed to be the handle. and make that a little wider. I like this one.
Okay.
I like that.
No, and then okay. Here's the vacuum right in front of you.
Okay, so this is the canister one, right?
Correct.
And this is the upright. I don't think this one, you would tell that's a vacuum. Okay. I think this one's better. I might taper this part a little bit. This is supposed to be like the hose, right?
That's where you suction.
Yeah.
And then the weird kind of loopy part.
Right.
The hole.
Yes.
Feeling, that's the hose.
I might make that a little more pronounced, the loopy part with the hose. Okay. But that's pretty good.
Yes, I'll put down the magnet and the fan.
I like the magnet. I would join this, I would put a line in that joins these two at the end to show that it's picking up a piece of metal. I just put a line from here to here, so I close this off. And this is the fan. I've got a ceiling fan at home. I connect with this. I think of the blade spinning, so that's good. I wouldn't change anything with that one.
Okay.